Asif with from the Margins here, and I'm talking to Jessica Liel. Is that how I pronounce
Lyle.
Your name?
Lyle.
Yeah. So, Jessica, could you please tell me this event you're organizing here in the Institute Courtyard in solidarity with the struggle at Muskrat Falls and with the people that have been arrested there as part of that struggle? Can you explain what is going on in Muskrat Falls?
So Muskrat Falls is a hydroelectric dam, and they have to flood a part of the area of Lake Melville. And the concern is we want all organic material clear cut before the flooding begins. And the reason being is because there's mercury in it, methyl mercury, and we don't want that contaminating our river, and it's a serious threat, and it's already of concern right now. As well, I'd like to note that just recently during dinner time, Minister Perry Trimper with the Environmental Department, along with Siobhan Cody, made a statement calling for Nalcor, which is the company pretty much behind it, to clear cut what we're asking to be cut. They're calling on it. It is not a confirmation. And it also means, like, they didn't state how much they're calling for Nalcor to cut. We're not asking for partial, we're asking for full clear of the affected area.
And there's been a number of people arrested up there, I understand. So could you please explain what's going on as far as like the opposition is going, like what sort of actions are happening and what circumstances did these arrests happen?
So the protesters that were arrested, they were told that they were so-called trespassing. I do not see it as that they were trespassing. They were exercising their full right to protest and voice what they believe is right and what I believe is right.
And what's happening with the people arrested? Are they still in jail? Is there any issues going on there?
No, from my understanding, they have been released. As well, I'm here in Fredericton and this is happening in Labrador. So what I've been seeing is through Facebook posts of family and friends, as well as media posts. So it is kind of difficult to scan through sometimes when there is that disconnect because I'm not there. But from my understanding, they have been released. And my other understanding is that they will have another court date. There have been many people going to the court to show their support that these arrests are unjustified.
So you have a personal connection to the area?
I certainly do. I'm from Labrador, my family is as well.
And what do you hope to accomplish through this event today?
I want to bring awareness and to let the Labradorians that they are not alone in their fight to their land. We have a right to be there, and we've been there for a very long time. It is our land, and I want people to bring awareness because I've been talking to a lot of people, and they've been saying, how did I not know about this? And it is a serious thing, and this is how we're going to let people know, and we're going to try to do our best. So I think a rally on campus to share with the academics will help to bring awareness.
I guess one last one. You're talking about rights and land. Could you just elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, so the indigenous population in Labrador is mainly the Innu, the Métis, and the Inuit. Two of it, which are the Métis, they're working on their land claims right now. The Inuit, they have land claims in Nunatsiavut, and the Innu have their right to land claims as well. And under that land claims, we should be able to exercise our right, and if it is hindering our rights, we are able to fight for it. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jessica.
Thank you.
That sounds all right.
Sounds amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.